We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Oh, good. Excellent. Let us welcome in the governor of the state of Connecticut, the Honorable Governor Lamont. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are things in the Lamont household? Is the new norm fit in yet?
They let me out a little bit more these days.
Are they letting you out, or is Annie pushing you out?
I guess there's a little push and pull going on.
Well, Governor, we're into phase two, and it would appear other than one gym that couldn't follow the rules and one nightclub in New Haven that wouldn't follow the rules, people are pretty much behaving the way you would hope they would.
I think that's a pretty good summation. We've got about 95% of the economy open now, Joe. And it only works if people are pretty careful about it. I've talked to, other governors, and, Arizona's, ramping up in terms of infections and hospitalizations. And, they're just not following the protocols quite as strictly, a little less likely to wear the mask. I think that you see some of that in Texas, where they've had to close down a number of the bars that just weren't paying attention. So, thankfully, we're continuing the progress because people are being cautious.
Well, the odd thing is, I think, there would be a temptation, I think, for a lot of people, as you have eased a bit, is, okay, don't need the mask now. But, every time I go out, we got everybody wearing masks around here. So that's still there.
I think you're right about that, Ray. Let's keep going, though. I'm a little nervous as you look around other parts of the country where you have enormous flare-ups. I mean, Arizona went from 2% infections to 20% infections in about 10 days. So you do remind people there's a very thin margin for error.
Well, and I think, Governor, to be honest, that the July 4th weekend, especially with July 4th coming out on the Saturday this year, that'll be a real tipping point. That'll be a real indication of how serious everybody is about following this or just following it until we get to a holiday and decide we don't have to do things anymore.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. Looking around, I see July 4th has started early in some of our cities with some fireworks going off.
Oh.
But you're right. I mean, thankfully, it's outdoors. If people keep, 10 feet of distance between their groups, I think we'll be okay.
Governor, let's talk about a couple of the things that are on the table. First off, I know you're working with Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy about the travel restrictions. How far along are the three of you on towards imposing these restrictions, and how enforceable is it?
We're going to announce it today, I think, at 11 o'clock. Obviously, our region has a much lower infection rate than other parts of the country, like I just mentioned. And you go to Miami, you go to Austin, Texas, there you'll have maybe 50% of people with community spread. So we would like those folks, before they come to Connecticut or the New York metro area, get tested. And if you can't get tested, quarantine for 14 days. And don't come if you're not feeling good.
And testing is not that big a deal now, because the fact is it's more readily available than it was, let's say, 2-3 months ago.
Exactly. You can get tested. We'll find your location closest to the airport. I mean, for us, it's mainly Bradley. And I think it means if you're only coming up for a few days, that's the only way you can do it.
Governor, tomorrow you're scheduled to give us the plan for secondary schools. Are you still on track for that? And you want to spill the beans and let us know what's going on before?
Yeah, Joe, we are on track for that. It's going to be the first draft. This is something very personal to families and teachers. Everybody was ready for the kids to get back to school on as normal a school day as we can put together. That's what we're focused on, figuring out what those protocols are going to be in terms of masks in the classes, and at what age is it appropriate to do. And my hunch is that we'll probably have classes that sort of stick more or less to themselves. They call it a cohort. So that if, you know, if somebody gets infected, it's just the other 24 kids in the class and the teacher that you have to quarantine or test. It's not the entire school, which would happen if everybody was out in and around all day long.
No more visits to the lunch lady than I think you eat at your desk, as I recall.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
Okay, are you working with, like, the AFT or the CFT, if you will, and the CEA? Are you working with them on some of these and superintendents? I mean, there are a lot of people that are involved in this.
There are a lot of people involved in this, and everybody has a strong point of view, as well they should. So, yeah, Miguel Cardona, the commissioner, has reached out to the teachers in particular, the superintendents, parents' meetings, buses and bus drivers, and first and foremost, the public health officials. And our public health team has been pretty clear. The most important thing you should do is limit the number of other classes kids can interface with over the course of the day. This is for K through 8. And by the time you get to high school, it's a little more complicated because you go to different classes for different subjects. So there we're going to have to make sure the social distancing is really strictly enforced.
Governor Ned Lamont with us for a couple of more minutes here. You know, the other thing, and we've talked about this with Patrice McCarthy and Jeff Leake, is the bus situation is going to be interesting because obviously you don't want those buses full of kids. And even if you put up partitions, which has been suggested, it's still going to limit the amount of students that you can put on a bus.
I think masks will probably be part of the bus solution because we can't double up the number of buses. I think that sounds pretty tough. The other thing we're trying to think about, Joe, is how many people may opt for homeschooling for the first semester just because they feel unsure or maybe they got a child who has a pre-existing condition. So that may reduce some of the load in the buses and the classroom. That's all what we're trying to analyze right now.
And by the way, just to refresh the memories, as you know, eased up. By the way, I got my first haircut last Friday. That was kind of nice. How many people can you gather now? Is it up to 50?
Indoors is 50. Outdoors is 100.
Okay.
And it seems, governors, that the graduations have gone off, and obviously no one expected them to be like they were. But I think the high school students and their parents and the administrators, I think they made the best of what was a difficult situation.
You know, I think that's absolutely right. As I told the kids at a number of graduations, it may not exactly be the graduation we expected, but it'll certainly be one that you will never forget. People were incredibly creative. People showed up in cars, drive-in theaters. Here outside of the residence, we were all cheering on the kids as they drove by for their graduation. And we made the best of what's in a really important occasion.
Governor, when do you expect the special session to be called?
Ah, good.
As I've heard it, based on polling of the legislators, when they're available, July, second or third week, if I had to make a guess.
Very good. Governor, we always appreciate the time. We
yeah,
know how
thanks.
Busy you are. Thank you for being with us. Stay safe. And Ray, I'll talk to you next week.
Joe, Ray, thank you, guys. Good talking to you both.
Appreciate
That's
it. Right. All right. Governor Lamont.
Right. You're off, aren't you? You're taking a few days.
I'm taking a few days off. So the governor basically said tomorrow we'll learn about the secondary education.
Yes.
And
yes. That's the hard one,
high school is going to have to be a little bit different than grammar schools are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.